We just carried on with our meetings in mostly in Alison's front room. And it was just, what do we do next? You know, this is, you know, none of us have expertise in this area. We've got to find someone to rent rooms upstairs. We've got to find a way of renovating the place. I think we had funding bids we were trying to set up as well, where local groups could apply for funding, seed funding for groups. We were trying to organise that. You're trying to be diverse, you know, and represent the community as much as possible. But, you know, we're a bit out of our depths, if I'm honest. You know, we're working out how to do CVs and we're trying to recruit people to start. And, you know, it's just terrifying, that would be my characterisation of it. And also just, and this is the problem with big society generally, it's you're relying on people's spare time. And, you know, I was working, it was just phenomenal amount of effort that was just unsustainable, for me at least. You know, I'd be chatting to Mo on the phone at sort of 11 o'clock at night about some community event or some employment thing or a newsletter. You've got to set up the website, set up all the comms. Yeah, it's a lot of work. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it, which is weird to think about goosebumps about a bunch of random residents meeting in someone's front room. It's weird.